Mark chapter 9 and verse number 17. One of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. Wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, he foameth, he gnasheth with his teeth, he pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. He answered him and saith, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. They brought him unto him, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. And he asked his father, How long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, Of a child. And oft times he cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said unto him, And if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. Amen. I want you to pay attention to the words in verse 24. Straightway the father of the child cried out. Lord, help me to preach today. Lord, I pray, God, that you'd anoint our ears to hear and our hearts to receive. I pray that I could encourage somebody today. I pray, Lord, that I could help somebody, God, who is walking through a dark place in their life. I pray, God, that you would anoint, God, my lips of clay. Help me to say it just like you want it said, only what you want said, nothing more, nothing less. God, help my people this morning in the altar call, Lord. God, give us a tremendous altar service. In Jesus' name I pray, and everybody said, I want to preach for a little while today out of this verse number, amen, 24. And straightway the father of the child cried out. I'd like to preach for a few minutes today on desperate cries from desperate people. Desperate cries from desperate people. Amen. I don't know about you today, but there are things and there are times in life when we have needs and we have issues and we have problems and we get around and we pray our little now and lay me down to sleep prayers and we pray, God, Lord, would you come by and touch this? Would you help me in here? And we're not desperate about it. It's just a little need and we want the Lord to help us. But I'm going to tell you what, there are circumstances in life, and there comes a time after a while in your life where you say, God, I have got to have help. Amen. God, this is more than just a little now lay me down to sleep prayer. This is more than a now lay me down to sleep problem, God. But this is a problem, God, that I'm tired of fighting. It's a problem, God, that is overwhelming me. It is a problem, God, that is driving me to the brink of insanity. God, it's a problem that I don't know how to handle. I don't know what to do. But, God, I am serious about getting some help. Amen. Now, you know, I want you to notice one thing about this man. The Bible said that he brought his child to the disciples. Amen. And they couldn't do nothing for him, but he did not give up. Amen. He was a desperate man with a desperate problem. Amen. And when disciples could not help him, he just took it up a notch farther. He took it up a step farther. Amen. I want to tell you today, he come and he said, Master, I brought my son to thy disciples. Amen. I want to tell you about my problem. It's a boy that cast himself in the fire. The Spirit does. Amen. It teareth him. It gnashes away. Excuse me, this morning he pineth with his teeth. He sits around and foams at the mouth when this spirit gets a hold of him. And I want to tell you today, Brother Ryan, if you thought that your heart was broken to see your little boy in that state of a seizure, and that is a heartbreaking thing, could you imagine if you had a son that would throw himself in the midst of the fire? Could you imagine if you had a son that sat around all the time and foamed at the mouth? Could you imagine if you had a son he would try to drown himself all the time? Amen. Oh, if you think, Brother Shane, it breaks your heart to see your little boy throwing up and sick. And I'm not making light of these things. But can you just imagine? Y'all got to excuse me this morning. There's a frog in my throat or something here. I don't know what it is. Amen. But I want to tell you, if you think that that breaks your heart, and it does, and I've seen mine throw up, and all my heart breaks, I don't like it. But can you imagine if your kid was burning himself and trying to commit suicide, basically, on a nonstop basis? You constantly had to watch him. There was no rest, Sister Kara, 24 hours a day. Amen. They had to be on guard. Maybe one of them couldn't even sleep. Maybe one slept in the day and one slept in the night. Because this kid was crazy. And every day turned their back on him and their spirit would take him. I want to tell you, he was a desperate man, you hear me? With a desperate problem, Sister Annette. Amen. He said, I've got to have some help. And when he comes to Jesus, amen, Jesus says, bring him unto me. Amen. So they bring him the child. And as soon as that spirit got in the presence of God, amen, he fell on the ground and wallowed and foamed right there in front of the master. Amen. The Bible said that Jesus looked at him and he said, how long has it been on this man? And you see, he said, I brought my son, but we talk of him as a child, but he could have very well been in his 20s or 30s or 40s. Amen. And for years, Wallace, these parents had been dealing with this issue. Amen. I want to ask you, I feel the Lord today, how long have some of you been battling some issues in your life? How long has the devil been tormenting you about some things? I'm telling you, there's people here today who's got problems you ain't been dealing with for a few weeks, although there are some that's dealing with some for weeks, but there are people here, man, I feel about to feel the preacher coming on me. There are people here today who are dealing with problems who have been lasting for years. He said it come upon him as a child. Amen. Great God, I've been dealing with this for a long time. I don't know how much more I can stand, he said, Nathan. I don't know how much longer I can go. I don't know how much more me and my wife can take. Amen. My God, the Bible said it cast him into the fire, into the water to destroy him. He said, but if you can do anything, amen, have compassion on us and help us. I want to preach about a desperate man. Amen. Great God, with a desperate situation, with a cry for help. Amen. If you can do anything, my God, help us. Amen. And Jesus said, I'm going to give it back to you. He said, if you can believe, amen, all things are possible to him that believeth this morning. Woo! You come to this church this morning, amen, and you're waiting on God to turn this situation around. But God's looking back at you saying, I'm going to tell you something, the moment you trust in me, the moment you can have some faith, the moment that you can believe, I can turn this problem around. I can turn this situation inside out and upside down. Could I preach to somebody today who says, Brother Marquis, I don't know how much more I can take of my financial problem. I want to tell you, he still owns a cattle on 1,000 hills. Brother Brent, I don't know how much I can take of this emotional issue that I'm struggling with. I want to tell you, God's able to heal your emotions. Brother Brent, I don't know how much more I can take. God, of this physical problem that I'm struggling with. I come to tell you, I know a man who can turn amen, your desperate problem around. Amen. When you make a desperate cry, but the problem is we mealy-mouth around. We come to the altar, even if we come at all, and we blubber a few words. But I'm going to tell you, when we get to a place where we say, God, I'm serious about this, and we make a desperate cry out to God, God, this is more than just I need a little help. God, I've got to have help. God, I've got to have victory. God, I've got to have deliverance. God, I've got to have a move, or I am going to lose my mind. Amen. Woo, come on here now. I want to preach today on desperate cries from desperate people. I want to preach to you about a cry for help this morning. Amen. This man said, if you can do anything, help me. He said, if you can believe, all things are possible. And I want you to hear my text today. When straightway the father of the child cried out. Straightway the father of the child cried out. I wish I could preach this like I feel it. And said with tears. The Bible said he said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. You know what? I thought there couldn't have been a more appropriate answer that this man made this morning. For you know what? He said, yes, I believe. And God, if I'm not believing enough, please help. What part of unbelief is not that's there? God, I brought him to you because maybe you're here today and you say, Brother Brent, I feel just like this man. I don't know how you feel. I don't believe enough because I'm not seeing the things that I want to see. Amen. Wallace, I do know that God's able to meet every need. I do believe that. How many say I believe that in my heart today? Do you believe that? Amen. You say, brother, but I do believe that God's a, I believe He's the only God. I do believe He's the lily of the valley, the bright in the morning. I believe He's the only God, the one, the true. I believe in Him. I believe Jesus died on the cross. I know that by stripes were healed. But somewhere there must be a little problem because we're not seeing what we need to see. And He said, I listened to it today. Amen. Coming down the road, listen to Odyssey. The kids were listening to it. They talk about where Jesus was talking there when the fig tree was cursed. And He said, I tell you, amen, that if you believe and doubt not, you can say to the mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea. Well, I've never seen anybody do that. But it's what Jesus said it, Brother Rod. And I come to tell you today, amen, what we and I need to do, we need to get desperate. And we need to cry out. And the tears need to flow down our face. And we need to kneel at the altar. God, I believe. But whatever unbelief is still down inside of me, whatever part of me, God, is not getting enough of this thing, I'm asking you, God, to help my unbelief because I want to see you move. I've got to have a miracle. I've got to have the victory. God, I believe. And help now my unbelief this morning. Desperate cries from desperate people. A man who was honest with God and said, I do believe. For Lord, help thou mine unbelief. Where did that unbelief come from? It came from a man who said, I've already been to your disciples. That unbelief said, I've already done prayed once. I've done asked 1,000 times for help. I've cried out in the middle of the night over and over, somebody help me. So Lord, even though I do believe in you, I must admit there is some unbelief down inside of me. You're here today and I wish I could help somebody. I'm trying to help you this morning. You say, Brother, but I do believe. I do know God's able. But somewhere down inside, I cannot get a hold of it. Somewhere down inside, Brother Brent, there's something I missed somewhere. I'm not getting down to the root of this thing. I tell you what, I'm feeling one of the problems that we are not desperate enough yet. I said we are not desperate enough yet. But Brother Brent, I believe we can have revival. Why aren't we having it yet? I tell you why, because we haven't got desperate enough for it yet. We haven't got to that point, Brother Ron, where we're saying, well, hey, this is how bad I got to have it. Hey, man, it's life or death, and I'm willing to fast. I'm going to push aside the plan. I'm going to do whatever oh, come on now. Yeah, we believe. We believe we want it. I really believe you want to live right. How come people don't live all the way? I tell you why, because there's still that part of unbelief. Hey, man, you see that you can believe, but yet not fully believe. You can trust, but not fully trust. You can put it all in His hands. You can put it in His hands, but not put all in His hands. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying today? Hey, man, and that's where we are not desperate. I'm preaching about desperate people. Great God, with desperate problems. Amen. And straightway, immediately, that word means immediately. Amen. When He said, look, if you believe it's possible. Amen. Immediately He cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help now. My unbelief. I have got to have help. I cannot take anymore. Amen. Of this problem. Amen. Whew. Oh. I would to God that you and I would get desperate enough today for help that we would cry out with tears and say, God, I believe. And whatever part of me is not believing, whatever part of me is lacking, please help that to get right so that I can get what I need today. I feel like God's speaking to somebody here this morning. Amen. A cry for help. Are you desperate for help today? Brother Brent, you don't understand. You don't understand. I may be wrong this morning. I may be way out of limb, but I feel like I heard the devil even tell somebody this week it ain't even worth living anymore. You can't never get ahead. It ain't worth it. Seemed like I heard the devil tell somebody, hey man, why don't you just end it all? Nobody cares about you anyway. I'm not saying you contemplated or was at the verge of doing it. Although I did preach one message one night on sin will leave you hanging. And amen. I preached about that man where Judas went out and hung himself. Amen. And a man come to the altar, backslid, hold his preacher. Amen. And said, this very day, he said, I went to the cemetery with my pistol. He said, I stopped by the funeral home. I made my plans. He said, I picked my casket out. I said, had everything in order. I picked the songs. And he went to the graveside. Amen. Went out to the cemetery and stuck that gun to his head, Brother Ryan. And he said, I didn't have the courage to pull the trigger. Amen. You never know who's sitting among you and what they've done or what they thought. But I'm going to tell you, amen, what you need, what we need is not suicide. What we need is not to run to the far corners of the world and move to China where nobody knows us. Amen. What we need, great God, is to cry out with a desperate cry, Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. Amen. There's nowhere to run. I preached the other night, nowhere to go and no other God to serve. Amen. What we got to do is get desperate today. Amen. And pray this thing through. Amen. I feel like preaching today. Amen. We don't pray through no more. We run to the emergency room. We run to the doctor. We run to the lawyer. We run to the psychiatrist. We run get a pill for everything. Amen. Brother Mike Maxson said that when he went in there he'd been trying to get his benefits. Amen. He's disabled, got that H&R and all that stuff, and has worked for years and still works. But just trying to get some of his benefits because he's getting a lot of skin cancers. If you'll notice a big scar on his face where they just cut one off the face of 3-4 days before he come to preach revival here. And he keeps getting them from that H&R and stuff. Anyway, he went in there and that psycho set him down. And he said, listen, he said, do you ever think about killing people? He said, every day, Brother Maxson said. Y'all know Brother Maxson. He said, every day. He said, we got some pills for you, he said. He called the psychiatrist to help me. He said, you got to see this guy right now. Come see him. Amen. Brother Max just knew that would get him straight to the top. How do you know what he said? They had a pill for everything I had. Hey, we're going to give you this drug. Amen. Oh, Frankie, that I'm trying to get to come to church. You know why? He can't even remember. He tell you I'm coming Thursday night. He forgets why. Because he's so pumped up on these drugs I was teaching about this morning. He's just a living drug addict. The only difference is a doctor gives him a bottle every month, and it's legal. You hear what I'm telling you? I want to tell you today, you'll have to spend your rest of your life on a pill. You'll have to spend your rest of your life a day. Hey, I'll tell you what it is, the reason you can't sleep, the reason you're nervous, the reason why, because you ain't got desperate enough. Amen. And come down the altar and say, God, I'm not leaning on the arm of man anymore. It's leaving me empty and broken. I don't even know who I am or where I'm at. Great God, I'm going to call on you. I'm going to pray till heaven comes down. I'm a desperate man with a desperate problem. I'm a desperate woman with a desperate problem. And great God, I know a God that's able to hear my cry for help and turn my situation around in this service this morning. Lift your hands and ask God to help me to preach today. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm preaching on desperate cries from desperate people. You better cry for help. Amen. I read in the 10th chapter of the book of John. Amen. There was a man sitting beside the wayside begging. The Bible said that when they heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth coming by, the Bible said he began to... Anybody know what it says? Cry out. Whoo! Huh? Sister Nettie, the Bible didn't say he began to say, I'd like to see him. Somebody find, no. Brother Ryan, I'm preaching on desperate cries from desperate people. The Bible said he began to cry out. The song said there's a promise coming down your dusty road. Woo, stand up here and help me, Brother Ryan, just for a minute. Glory to God. Amen. Well, I say, sitting right here. Amen. Amen. A man sitting there begging for help. Amen, Brother Ryan. He's a desperate man. He has nothing. He is nothing. He's never been nothing. Amen. Been sitting beside here begging. How many of you feel like you've been sitting beside the wayside of no value to nothing or nobody? Amen. How many feel like you're where you are today? Amen. The devil's saying you ain't never going to amount to nothing. You ain't never going to help nobody. You're just a burden to society. Well, let me tell you, I don't agree with that. But first of all, let me tell you, if you feel that way today and you feel like you're sitting beside life's wayside, I want to tell you there's a man named Jesus. I can feel him from the top of my head to the soles of my feet right now. And he's in this place today. And you need to cry out, Jesus, Jesus.
Now, son of David, have mercy on me.
Come on. Now, you think it was a little better now? I think it was. Hey,
Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me.
God. Amen. They said you need to be quiet. They said, hold your peace. But the Bible said he cried out to him. He may have stood up.
Jesus, thou son of David.
Maybe he flagged at him.
Hey, have mercy on me.
He waved his hand.
On me, Jesus.
Keep hollering. Hey, great God. Hallelujah. What was it? Hey, who is that guy? What in the world's wrong with him? I tell you what, he's just a desperate man. Amen. With a desperate problem. And there's a man coming by who can meet his need. You need to be quiet. You need to calm down. Amen. Hold. Oh, hold on. Amen. Quiet down, Bartimaeus.
Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me.
And here he comes.
Jesus,
here he comes.
Thou son of David, have mercy on me.
And Jesus comes to him. He said, What do you want? What would that I would do for you? Sister Ned, I feel like preaching to you today.
Come on.
Cry out. He said, What do you need?
I want to see.
Lord, that I might receive my sight.
Right.
I want y'all to get this today. It was what he wanted more than anything in the world. Here, Bartimaeus, how about if I drop $1 million in this cup? How about if I give you $1 million in this cup? I don't want it. What do you want, Bartimaeus?
Sight back.
Whew. I want to see. Yeah. Hey, Bartimaeus, what if I gave you a best chariot and a horse and 100 servants and 1,000,000 acres and... What do you want?
What that I could see.
The Bible said Jesus touched him. And he received his sight. I want to tell you something. We're not desperate enough yet today. You come to that altar and you kneel down there and you say, God, this is what I want. This is what I got to have. I got to have faith. I got to have a fresh anointing. I got to have a healing. I got to have deliverance from this. I got to have victory in this. I got to have... Come on here now. Woo! Amen, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And I want to tell you, he was a desperate man. There was one that wanted help. He wanted deliverance for his son. But he said, Lord, if you can do anything, help me. Amen. Now we got a desperate man that's desperate for a healing. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. Amen. I want to preach to you today about another type of cry. Amen. I want to talk to you, and I'm going to hurry up and close. About a woman, the Bible said, who had an issue of blood for 12 long years. Amen. And we don't read where she cried out. Man, I can feel this. I don't know if y'all feel a thing here. I maybe can't. I'm telling you, I feel something on top of me down to the soles of my feet. Amen, Brother Ryan. Amen. The Bible said she said within herself, if I can but touch the hem of his garment. And I want to tell you, Adam, though she never uttered a sound, amen, from her lips, there was a cry that went out of her heart. And she said, there's one thing I want, and that's to touch him. Amen. And that I'll get the one thing I need, and that's my healing. Woo! Credit God inside. I want to tell you, say, well, Brother Brent, I'm not vocal. Brother Brent, I don't scream and holler and run. I want to tell you, somebody would come to this altar today, and you'd get desperate enough to say within yourself, I've got to touch him or I'm going to die. Credit God, however it happens, whether it's a cry from the heart, whether it's a cry from the lips, whatever it is today, credit God, God is able to meet your need. Lift your hands and worship him today. I'm almost done. I will hold you long. Whew, I feel the Lord today. Desperate cries from desperate people. Let me read to you a couple more. The Lord would help me today. Oh, Jesus. The Bible said, and you know these stories, so I'm not reading them all. For the sake of time, the Bible said there was a man named Peter, and he was in a boat, and he was about to sink. When Jesus came, they were afraid, and the Bible said they cried out for fear. Huh? Well, you've been there, huh? You've cried out from the pain. You've cried out from the problem. You've cried out. You've laid in your bed and cried. You've done that. You've done cried out from the fear and the frustration. I'm sick of this. I'm tired of this. You done been there. But the Bible said, Aunt Carlene, when they realized it was Jesus, that Peter said, bid me come to thee. Woo! The Bible said he got his eyes off Jesus. He was walking. He was on the water. He was doing great. But he got his eyes off Jesus and he began to sink. And the Bible said in Matthew chapter number 15 and verse number 30, but when he saw the winds boisterous, he was afraid and beginning to sink. What did he do, Brother Ryan? Woo! He cried, saying, Lord, save me! Yeah. Woo! Hallelujah. I'm preaching about desperate cries from desperate people. Amen. That God, he was a going under. And I want to tell you today, the devil said you ain't never going to serve God. You're going to drown. You're going to die. Amen. But I want to tell you, you can make a desperate cry for salvation today. You can come down this altar and say, God, I've tried and I failed. I've walked on the water, but now I'm sinking. I've done good for a while. Now I'm doing better. I feel the Holy Ghost to preach a while. That God seemed like, Brother Brent, I was in trouble and I called on God. And he helped me, and I walked on the water a while, and I've done good for a while, but now I'm sinking, and I cannot seem to save myself. No, you can't. But I'm going to tell you, you're desperate today, and if you don't want to go to hell, and if you don't want to die lost, you need to cry out, Lord, save me before it's too late. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. You got to get desperate today. Come up to the altar, mealy mouth around, kneel at your pew, mealy mouth around. You got to come down here to this altar. If it takes you, throw both hands straight in there and say, God, set my soul free. I got to make it to heaven. I don't want to go to hell. Whew. Desperate cries from desperate people. But I want to tell you one that even Jesus was amazed by. And I'm going to close. We find here that Jesus went after this miracle of the ship and saving Peter. The Bible said that, behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him. Cried. Saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. And this is my last one. But he answered her not a word. I'm talking about desperate cries from desperate people. He would not even answer her. He ignored her. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she cries after us. You won't answer. So she just comes straight to us. Now she's hounding us. Y'all got to help me. Y'all got to give me some help. I got a daughter that's grievously desperate people. Desperate cries. And so he answered and said, I'm not sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So the next thing he tells her, I wasn't even sent for you. I didn't come for you. Wow. You would say, well, that's God. I'm leaving the church. I'll never come back. You're not desperate enough. You don't talk to me like that. Jesus talked to her. Then she came and worshipped him. He ignored her. She went to his disciples. He finally talks to her and said, I wasn't even sent for you. She falls down his feet and worships him. She said, truth, Lord. But even the dogs... She worshipped him. Hold on, I'm about to skip one here. She worships him. After she worships him, he answers and said, it ain't meet to take the children's bread and give it to the dogs. So then he calls her a dog. Wow, how far would you have made it? You come and prayed and you didn't even get your answer. Well, I quit. How many people have done that? Well, I prayed for my boy and he ain't healed. I prayed for my girl and she ain't healed. I prayed God set me free and he didn't set me free. So, oh well. I guess God don't care. Huh? You're not desperate enough. The woman said, truth, Lord. Yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from the master's table. She just keeps worshiping him as Lord. She just keeps calling him master. She won't give up until he turns and says, oh woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Desperate cries from desperate people. Many of you have heard this, and I'll tell this quickly. R.W. Shambach was a great man of God. Pastored there about 30 miles from where my brother-in-law is. That's where his headquarters is even to this day. Was a great man of God. He went air there in the end, but don't take from the fact that he was a great man. R.W. Shambach held a lot of healing crusades and tent meetings. One night he was preaching, and in his place there was be 10,000 people in that tent, and they would throng, they would just climb up on the platform, and also he literally would have bodyguards and guys mostly just to keep the crowds off the platform because they would want to get up there and touch him or go up there and pray for him or whatever, you know. So one night the back door opened, and in came a woman with a sheet wrapped up in a big wad hanging over her shoulder. She had this sheet over her shoulder, and she come in. True story, folks. She walked into that place and said she walked right up there past the guards. Said they just stood there like it was, they didn't even know what they supposed to do. Said she just walked right past them with that sheet right while I'm preaching. Walked up on that ramp, right up on a platform, and dropped that sheet. He said, ma'am, we'll pray for we'll pray for needs later. What do you need, you know? He thought, well, she's a bum or something, got clothes in here, wants some money. She said, no, I got to have help now. He said, no, we'll pray for the sick later. I'm preaching right now. And he said, in his book he wrote, I thought, how rude for this woman to interrupt my fancy sermon. And he said, she dropped that sheet from off her shoulder and it fell on the thing. And when it fell open, there was a man inside there that weighed about a whopping 75 pounds. He said, the stench from that man was so horrible it almost made me throw up. She looked at him and began to cry. She said, 48 hours ago, down in New Orleans, she said, the doctor gave me, she said, somewhere around, I believe it was 48 hours, and I may get the times just not quite right, but I'll get them close. She said, somewhere around 48 hours ago, the doctor gave my husband 62 hours to live. She said, he was laying in a hospital. He's ate up with cancer. Said, he used to be a big strapping man. Said the doctor walked in and said, we've done all we can do. He's got 72 hours to live, whatever. And she said, I told him, she said, I'm taking him out of this hospital. He said, no, you're not. She said, yes, I am. She said, I'm taking him to the preacher. She said, the doctor said, I'm not going to allow you to check him out. She said, I didn't ask you. I said, I'm taking him to the preacher. She said, He said, I'm not going to give you his clothes to take him out of here. She said, I'll steal a sheet. And R.W. Sandbach said, I looked down on that sheet. It said property of the New Orleans Hospital on the corners of that sheet. I'm preaching about desperate cries from desperate people. Brother Ryan, he said, that woman had drove 24 hours way out there in Texas or New Mexico somewhere where he was. She said, now I've done drove all the way out here. I'm running out of time. She said, now pray for my husband so God will heal him. He said, I backed up to him. He stunk so bad. He said, I backed up to him and reached down and touched him a little bit and said, God, heal this man. Please curse this cancer. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. He said, she grabbed the four corners of that sheet. She folded them back up. She wrapped them up. And he said, she slung it over her shoulder. And she said, she walked down that ramp and started out the door. He said, he still stunk everything about him. She said, halfway down the aisle, she heart turned around and said, I'll see you when you come to New Orleans in 2 months. I'll see you there, preacher. And walk back out the door. He said, 2 months later, and thousands and tens of thousands of people that I'd seen couldn't remember, you know, the people that prayed. And he said, I stood up. He said, I got up on the platform. He said, a woman come walking down the aisle with a man. He said, again, they walked right past my guards. He said, it was like they didn't even know what they're supposed to do. Walked up on the pulpit, and he said, this big 200-pound guy picked me up and started shouting around on that platform. He said, I said, put me down. He said, that man said, I'm the man that was in the sheet. He said, pick me up and shout again. Woo! I'm preaching on desperate people and desperate cries. I want to tell you today, there's nothing impossible with God. Look over to God. You say, Brother Bill, what I need is going to take a miracle. Great, and I'm preaching about a miracle worker. Brother Ben, it's going to take divine help. That's what I'm talking about today. It's divine help. A miracle worker. A way maker. One that can meet any and every need that you've got today. Stand to your feet. Lift your hands and worship God. Woo, glory to God. One night in the prayer line, a lady come up to R.W. Sandbach with a packet of mints. And R.W. Sandbach was famous for praying over cloths and all kinds of stuff. He prayed over all kinds of stuff. She said, I want you to pray over these peppermints. He said, woman, you're crazy. I ain't praying over them peppermints. She said, yes, you are. No, I'm not. He said, I'm in enough trouble now praying over shirts and cloths and towels and blankets. He said, people ridicule me enough. She said, you are going to pray over these people. He said, she was a woman that would not take no for an answer. He said, no, I'm not. She said, yes, you are. He said, no, I'm not. She said, yes, you are. He said, we stood there and went back and forth at the altar. He said, and all of a sudden she broke down and started crying. She said, listen, my sister's been in a mental institution for 15 years. I've sent the prayer cloths. They know what they are. They throw them away. I've sent the tissues. I've sent the towels. I've sent her a new set of blankets that's been prayed over. But they know what they are, and they won't let them in there. They won't let nothing like that come through. But they let me send her candy. Now pray over these mints that I can send to my sister in a mental institution. Brother Shebach said, oh yeah. He laid his hands on that pack. You say, I don't believe it. It don't matter if you believe it or not. It's documented. He laid his hands on that pack. In the name of Jesus, let the Holy Ghost go with these peppermints. 2 or 3 weeks later, 2 people stood up. The guards headed for him to sit down. He said, hold on, I know that woman. He could remember her face. Of course, like she sent thousands of people night after night. He said, let her speak. She said, you remember the peppermints? Yeah. This is my sister. Said she opened that pack of peppermints and took bit into one of them and was instantly, her mind was restored. He said, they called me and said, we don't know what changed your sister, but said she's been normal now for a whole week. Come get her out of here. We don't want her down here no more. You say, all can't happen. Let's go. How big is your God? Your God can't do that? My God can do it. God's able to touch your sister, Aunt Carly. How desperate you going to get? You just going to talk the talk? I don't mean that ugly. You just going, well, oh, please. Are you going to get ready to pay the price? I'm desperate, God. If you'll save my sister and touch my sister, this is what I'll do. This is how far. Bill Lattice laid in a foxhole with a bullet hole through his voice box. He said, God, if you'll get me out of this foxhole, I promise you I'll serve you when I get home. That bullet was through his neck. They got to him and they got him out of there in World War II. He got home and forgot all about it. Sitting in a little church one night, and the Holy Ghost spoke, said, did you not make a vow to me? He come down the altar and got saved. Glory. Preached the gospel 60, 70 years, I don't know. Still alive today, far as I know. 80 some years old. Aren't you glad today that there's a God that can hear the desperate cry from desperate people? Lord, I've done my best this morning to try to help, Lord, your people. God, I've done my best to try to help those, Lord, that you sent me over to preach to, Lord. The message you laid on my heart. I pray, God, that some would cry out for salvation today. God, that some would cry out for healing. Others need help. Various needs, various problems, various things. God, help someone to get desperate today to pray a while. Call on your name. Lord, please move in this altar service. Bind the powers of hell that would discourage, distract, tear down. In Jesus' name. I wonder if there's anybody here right now just wants to step out and say, Brother Brent, I'm going to come cry out to the Lord about something today in my life. Something that I need. I need God to help me. I need God to move in a situation. Does anybody want to step out right now? Come to this altar. I feel the Lord in my soul today. I don't know. I'm not super spiritual, folks, but God laid upon my heart this little message for you. Do you want help or do you not want help? You got to come down to the altar and seek the face of God if you want help this morning. As Sister Carrie begins to sing, I wonder if there's anybody else. Say, Brother, I want to step out. I got to call God about some things this morning. I need a miracle. I need help today. I need God to move in this circumstance or that circumstance. Come on. These altars are open. These altars are open for everyone this morning that wants to pray. Let's come.
For God to love the world, that He sent His Son to save us. From the cross He built a bridge to set us free. Deep within our heart, there is no war that rages. To make the sacrifice so hard to see.
Oh, come on, come on, come on.
Sacrifice so hard to